A special thanks to Gail in Long Lake, Minnesota, and Daniel in Gettysburg, South Dakota, for joining our monthly or annual donor program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Now, we currently have 191 Reformation Club members, and our goal is 200 members by All Saints Sunday, November the 6th. Membership benefits include items like T-shirts, books. Membership benefits include items like T-shirts, books, show transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Find out how to become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. We're looking for 9 new members of the Reformation Club by this Sunday, November the 6th. Well, for the last several weeks, we've been talking about better preaching, which we could always hope to improve. There's always room for improvement. But it really is a broader pastoral question about how pastors conduct their ministry in general, not only in terms of their life with their people, but their life in the Word of God as well. Pastor David Peterson has been our guest. He joins us again on this Tuesday afternoon, November the 1st, for Part 4 of our 5-part series on better preaching and spiritual discipline. Today, something that you wouldn't normally think would fit here. It seems like a luxury, something that you do if you have extra time, and so few pastors or people have the extra time to do this. The midweek service. Now, many churches offer midweek services, but they are considered that extra, that luxury, not something that could be essential to better preaching. Pastor David Peterson is pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, departmental editor for Gottesdienst, the Journal of Lutheran Liturgy. David, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
Why even consider adding a midweek service into a church's already busy, a congregation's already busy life?
Because this is what our congregation should be about. This is what defines congregations, why we have congregations, and more opportunities for people to hear God's word, to receive the body and blood of the risen Christ. This is what we're supposed to be. If our church calendar looks like what we're about is having meetings, then, you know, I think that says something about who we are, what we are.
This isn't anything new. It has really only been recently that many churches have decided that Sunday morning exclusively, or almost exclusively, is a time to gather around God's Word for worship. The better part of church history in no way restricted worship to Sunday morning, did it?
No, not at all. There was always the understanding that, in Wittenberg, in Luther's town, at minimum, the school children would gather for matins every day, and then and anybody that could make it. If they worked in town, if they were close enough, it was winter time, so that they weren't out in the fields, the bells would ring and they would go to church and pray. And then on feast days like today, All Saints Day, or some liturgical holiday, they would have communion. It was understood that that was what the church's purpose was. That's what the church did. At some point, I think what happened was somebody sort of tried to calculate this and just figured out it wasn't worth it. Sunday morning's the big money maker. That's when you got lots of bodies there, and they all bring a wallet. And on, you know, Wednesday morning at 10 and Thursday at 10, if you're doing that every week, people aren't giving money every time, and there aren't that many of them. So what's the point?
So other than the fact that this is really the church's main reason for existence in the world, that is, to gather around God's Word, hear it, and also proclaim it. Other than that all-important reason, why is it also helpful for better preaching?
Well, in the first place, it just gives the preacher more opportunities to preach. It's just simply engaging him in the work that he actually is meant to be and was called to be about, rather than devoting himself to constant meetings and so forth. So it allows the pastor to be the pastor. But there are some other things, too, that I think are that we can take advantage of in a weekday service, because it is a weekday service. It's not a Sunday morning. Because it's a weekday service, there aren't as many people there. I don't want to misuse this word, but it's a more casual setting, at least in terms of, I don't expect at weekday services really visitors. Or if I do get a visitor on a weekday service, I mean, it's a hardcore visitor who's come because he knows he's already, you know, fully catechized and desiring these things. And that really does enable you, that frees you as a preacher, because you can take a little more liberties. You can be a little looser, a little freer, a little less concerned about what people are hearing and so forth, because you've got people that are very deeply involved in the Word, and that kind of, I don't know, does that make sense?
Well, I mean, you're kind of talking about, I mean, to use another probably very inappropriate term, you're talking kind of the inner circle of the congregation very often at midweek service.
Yeah, that's right. That is a terribly inappropriate. I think that's exactly right. You've got people that, well, they already are fully catechized. They're very, literate with the scriptures, and they desire and they're hungry for those things. And that means that you, as the preacher, don't feel quite the pressure and the burden, to be on your best in every way. I don't mean to say that we're trying to not be clear or we want to be sloppy with this, but that removal of the pressure from the situation as a preacher is a very liberating thing. Okay, I'm talking to people that are Christians, people that are very serious about it. I don't have any kind of dangling issues. There aren't people here that I don't know, so I don't have to sort of, be worried about what they're thinking or hearing or what might be going on. And that enables you to preach then in a way that's more free and freer from a manuscript perhaps and less afraid. And that's a very helpful thing that will impact also your Sunday preaching. You can be sort of, these are terrible, I don't know why all of a sudden we're getting into all this weird vocabulary, but you can be sort of experimental. How many bad words do we have so far? Casual, inner circle, and experimental.
Well, okay, let me see if I can salvage this, David.
Good.
Not that we're running aground too far, but we're really talking about, like in radio, we talk about formatics. There's a certain form that's appropriate to the time you're given. And I look at it that way. Just last night, I had preached on Sunday morning, and then we have a Monday night service, and I preached on Monday night. There are far fewer people on Monday night. The service is a bit more pared down, and it's less casual, if only for the reason that we don't have a regular organist at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I still vest. I walk in, but the required intimacy between a preacher and his people, when there are 8 people or less than 20 people sitting in church, as opposed to 150 people. From the preacher's standpoint, he doesn't end up, even though the words may be the same, he doesn't end up preaching the same way to 20 as he does to 200. And I don't know if it's psychological or emotional, but it's a different preaching experience. And sometimes it really requires me to rethink what I'm to rethink the way I'm going to say what I would have said differently on Sunday morning. What do you make of that?
I think that's spot on, and that's exactly what I was fumbling around and trying to say. And the other thing that's wonderful about it is, just as you were saying, did you use the same sermon from Sunday morning to Monday night?
You know, I try to use the same sermon, the one that's still stuck in my head.
Right.
Okay? Because I also work a full-time job that's unrelated to preaching every day. But it never ends up being exactly the same sermon.
Yeah, and I think that there's actually great fruit in that for becoming a better preacher. That there's something very nice about preaching the same sermon. It's not the same thing as going from 8 o'clock to 10:30 when you go from Sunday morning to Monday night. That, because as you described it, it's such a different experience in that kind of intimacy that it forces the preacher to rethink the very same things, which is just really he's rewriting on the fly. And that's a very helpful thing for thinking about how we use words, how we distinguish between law and gospel. A lot of it does focus on delivery, I think, but phrasing, pacing, all of those things come into play, and ultimately that makes a better preacher.
What about the opportunity that a midweek service affords not only the preacher but the hearers to explore different texts than are usually laid out in the standard readings that are put up for Sunday morning?
Right, exactly. That's, again, another great benefit. And that's pretty common in our churches during Lent and Advent, that the pastor will take on some sort of a sermon series or go through something sequentially. I think that's a possibility. There's all sorts of things that can be done. The lectionary on Sunday morning, it really serves and very much, it's like a children's Bible. It's not the whole Bible. It's these key points of the Bible that are essential and that we really want people to know, and so they're repeated every year or every 3 years because this is the core. And that's not to say that there isn't other text to be preached on, but a great way to bring that stuff in is for the people that are a little thirstier or have a little more time for it, and weekdays are a great time to do it.
What about the liturgy, so to speak, of a midweek service as opposed to Sunday morning, about a minute before we take a break?
Well, again, it has to respond to who's there. And just like you said, if there isn't an organist, if there isn't full singing, it just has a little different character. But for us, at least, we use the same words, and it's fascinating to see how they feel different also.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Pastor David Peterson. It's part four of a five-part series with him on better preaching and spiritual discipline. Today, we're talking about the usefulness of the midweek service. You know, that there was a time in the life of the church when church was offered, maybe not attended, but offered every day of the week, not just once a day, but multiple times a day. There were hours kept at the church where one could go and find the Psalms, Scripture, prayer, perhaps at times even public preaching, multiple times during the day. We'll talk about the church reviving some of these practices that give us more, greater exposure to God's Word and your preacher more opportunity to practice his craft, to practice what you've called him to do, the proclaiming of God's Word in law and gospel. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE. 10 more minutes with Pastor David Peterson after this. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. steadfastlutherans.org.
Ministry happens at church. This is a radio outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. Issuesetc.org. Stay connected. Issuesetc.org.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
For all the saints who from their labors rest,
In just a little bit less than 20 minutes, we're going to be studying this hymn, For All the Saints. Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary will join us on this All Saints Day, Tuesday, November the 1st, to study that All Saints hymn. In the meantime, Pastor David Peterson is our guest. We're talking about better preaching and spiritual discipline through, among other things, midweek services. It's not like there's a shortage of formats, if you will. I'm speaking here kind of generically. Or there's a shortage of actual ancient forms for these midweek services. Talk about a few of them, if you would, Pastor Peterson.
Well, the most obvious ones would be Matins and Vespers. The ancient forms, the monasteries were keeping seven prayer offices, prayer services a day. At the Reformation, Luther pared it down to two. Matins means morning and Vespers means evening. So a morning prayer and an evening prayer that's centered on the Psalms and then is very ordered and disciplined and usually in that, you know, on Mondays we pray for this category of people and Tuesdays this and moves through things in a disciplined way.
Now, those are not necessarily preaching services, but they can be preaching services. And one of the things that I discovered about that is it was great for a young preacher. And I had the opportunity, as you do, in proximity to a seminary to help train young preachers to be. I would give them the midweek service occasionally and say, look, if you can't say it in 5 minutes, you're not going to be able to say it in 20 minutes. So give us your best sermonic effort in 5 minutes during one of these weekday services. And I think it's very helpful for becoming a better preacher. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it's very worthwhile. I recommend also that I think every preacher ought to be able to give a bedside law gospel sermon without any prompting at all. To some degree, it's sort of what Kennedy evangelism tried to teach people to do. That we ought to be able to just talk about and be able to see law and gospel in any text. A weekday service is a great time to do sermons without manuscripts, sermons that even might not even be, especially if it's a daily, early morning matins type service, sermons that aren't particularly well prepared, that were just, I'm going to say one law thing, I'm going to say one gospel thing, and that's it.
How does that benefit the sermons that are and should be better prepared?
Well, what that does is it teaches us to recognize that the purpose of the Holy Scriptures is to be proclaimed. And there is sort of a difficulty in the West, which we're part of, and in our tradition and the way we train pastors, that it's so academic that sometimes it can be hard for us to make the shift from our study to the pulpit or from the classroom to the bedside. And that kind of discipline of being sort of forced to preach, to proclaim, not an expository sermon that says, you know, Isaiah lived in the year 780 BC, blah, 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 but to bring it down to, this is why you should go to hell, and this is why God has decided not to send you to hell. To be able to do that and to make it textual, not generic, that's the most necessary skill for preaching.
There was a movie came out probably maybe 20 years ago now. I know that Alec Baldwin is in it. He was much skinnier when he was in this movie. But I wouldn't recommend it to anybody because it's full of profanity. It's called Glengarry Glen Ross. It's kind of a cult classic. It's about real estate. And one of the lines in there that has emerged as one of its catchphrases is always be closing, about closing a sale. And I remember a fellow preacher right about the time that movie came out said that whenever the Bible's open, the pastor should always be preaching. You never miss an opportunity to proclaim God's word, even if it isn't in the formal preaching setting, even in a midweek service.
Right. Yeah, I'm always telling our guys, you know, we've got to be when you're teaching Bible class, that you should be evangelizing. You know, when we're at the bedside, we're evangelizing. We're just constantly proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we can and however we can, and that's what we're called to do. And I don't mean to blast the academic training we have because We need content and we need solid evidence for these things, but sometimes we do kind of get trapped in that. And the sort of exercises you are giving your students, I think, serve that well. Another thing that's very nice to do, a lot of people are surprised by this, but I'm a big fan of recycling sermons. And I think it's an incredibly useful task to pull a sermon from a year ago or further back and edit it for a weekday service, because you can see it more objectively a year distant from it, and you learn things about yourself and about, usually it's never either as bad as you thought it was or as good as you thought it was, but in the editing process there's learning that goes on there too, and sometimes encouragement.
Pastor, we'll conclude our series on better preaching and spiritual discipline next week, talking to you about forming study groups. What's on tap for next Tuesday, briefly?
Well, I think we need to have disciplined study groups with other brothers to study the New Testament in Greek to keep our language skills up, and then also to study the Lutheran confessions.
You're also the departmental editor for Gottesdienst. It's called the Journal of Lutheran Liturgy. Why is it called that?
Because Gottesdienst wants to serve the liturgy in the church and to recognize the threat that contemporary worship is to orthodoxy and to evangelism. And so our journal exists to promote and give resources for the edifying use of what's been handed to us in the liturgy.
Finally, before we close on the issue of better preaching, when you talk about midweek services, are you essentially saying that the pastor should avail himself of every opportunity to do what he's called to do? In other words, that practice, if not making perfect, makes preaching better?
Absolutely.
Folks, you can find out more about Gottesdienst. It's the Journal of Lutheran Liturgy at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. As well as being departmental editor for Gottesdienst, Pastor David Peterson is pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we'll talk with him next week about better preaching as well. David, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, it's Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. Now, today, in addition to being the first day of November, is also All Saints Day on the church's calendar. There is a great hymn for this day that, golly, in 8 stanzas, I think, it says almost everything that needs to be said about a great All Saints Day. It's called For All the Saints, and we'll study that hymn with Dr. Arthur Jess, Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for the entire second hour of Issues Etc. today. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November is not only a book, it's also a DVD. It's a teaching opportunity from none other than the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's called Witness, Mercy, Life Together, a Bible study format. Now, you can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and ask them about Witness, Mercy, Life Together, the book and the DVD. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When you call a pastor, when you go to church on Sunday morning, you're going for a reason, not to simply gather together with fellow Christians, but to be gathered by God around His Word. This is where God speaks. There is no more important communication taking place in the world. I don't care if it's a president calling to his troops. I don't care if it's a general calling to the various men under his command. I don't care if it's the CEO or president of the biggest multinational corporation hiring and firing. I don't care if it is world leaders talking to one another on their red phones. There's no more important communication that takes place in the world any day of the week than when a simple preacher opens the Bible and proclaims God's word in law and gospel, proclaims Christ and Him crucified in His saving work for sinners. It may be done to 5 people. It may be done to 1. It may be before a crowd of thousands. It may be over a giant, sophisticated sound system. It may just be within the sound of one man's voice. It may be in the middle of a big city or out in the middle of the country. It may be here, spoken in our language, or someplace else, spoken in any number of other languages. There's no more important message being communicated than when God speaks through his appointed preachers, that word that condemns us rightfully for our sin, and then forgives us all our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing you will hear. Any week, every week, all your life, is what God's word has to say to you through his preachers. So, not only should preachers avail themselves of the opportunity to practice this preaching, to practice what they preach, but also people ought to avail themselves to practice hearing it. I think this is what Jesus means when he says, "Remain in my word, and you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." He's talking about being freed from our slavery to sin, the forgiveness that comes through the foolishness that is preached, the cross of Jesus Christ. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., the hymn For All the Saints with Dr. Arthur Just.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address: Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.